Welcome, Jose Federico Osorio.
I'm delighted to be here with you.
Yes, it's an honor to have you. You are a wonderful artist, and we are very proud that you have the time, made the time to speak with us today. You are known, actually, as a master of Spanish music in many circles. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. That has come recently, I think, because of the recording I did for Cedillo of Spanish music, which has been very successful. And also I've been playing the Nights in the Gardens of Spain for many years.
Wonderful work.
But it's not that has been altogether my repertoire. I'm getting very interested in doing so much more Spanish music, and that's a special project that we have now.
Now, where did you study?
I studied first in Mexico. I'm from Mexico City.
Yes.
I started with my mother.
I see.
She's a pianist and a teacher in Mexico.
Yes.
I attended the conservatoire there in Mexico, and then I went to Paris and on to Moscow. And then also I did some private studies with Nadia Reisenberg in New York. So I've been studying like a little bit everywhere.
A little bit everywhere, mm-hmm. A little bit as similar to Jacob Weinberg.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. He also was, of course, from Russia originally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then left and went, I believe, to Israel at some point, mm-hmm. and then came to New York City. The Weinberg, tell us a little bit about it. I listened to it. It sounded to me, before I read the liner notes, very much like either Rachmaninoff or, you know, it's contemporary, but certainly very, very pianistic and old world in a sense.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad in a way that you heard it without reading about it.
Yes.
Which I believe that's the way music should be.
Yes, I had no idea who Jacob Weinberg was, and mm-hmm. I must admit, and I just thought, well, this is probably, if was he Russian or whatever, then mm-hmm. it must be one of those more romantic. But it is a very interesting work.
It's like a very romantic, very epic
yes.
kind of in its character and its big writing for the piano as well as for the orchestra.
Well, it's also very virtuosic, isn't it?
Yes, and it's very reminiscent of, as you say, Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff especially. That's
Rachmaninoff, yes, a lot. But there's all this, and of course there's this penetrating melody, which I did recognize, actually, and I can't remember which movement it is, but I said, I know that melody, and I mm-hmm. think it is one that is done in the High Holy Days. Isn't that right? The whole concerto is based on liturgical themes, right?
Exactly, yes. And it's, of course, one knows these melodies, and once it's, sometimes you don't know where you heard them, but I mean, they certainly sound very familiar.
How did you approach the work when you were asked to perform this? Did you know Weinberg's music at all?
Not at all. It was just like a discovery. Mm-hmm. And of course, I studied the piano part, and then little by little, I got together with the conductor, with the maestro
Rickenbacker,
yes, because we were performing Brahms' Second in Seattle prior to the recording, a few weeks before, so we had time at least also to study together, so that was a great help.
But you had no idea about the thematic material or what it was based on?
Not before I had the scores, no, certainly not.
So then again, you approach this just as a piece of music.
Yes, as I approach any music, I would just read through and let my instinct tell me what's all about.
Yes.
And then the same way as I would approach a work by Beethoven or Rachmaninoff or whoever.
So you have, I will never ask who's your favorite composer, because I think that's almost impossible to define when you are a performing artist. There are so many wonderful things that have been written by so many composers that it's really hard. But is there anything that you lean to particularly?
Well, I would always lean towards many of the classical composers, Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, definitely. But I mean, if you, we start talking about Debussy, so I mean, also I feel passionate about his music, and you hear Bartok. I mean, there's so much literature, so such a wealth that it's sometimes difficult, as you say.
So how do you arrive at what you're going to record? Do you discuss that with the record label?
Sometimes that's the, well, it comes from the record label. Sometimes it just comes from, you put forward some ideas and they accept it. Like the first Brahms recording I did for ASV.
Yes.
The director of the company just told me, what do you want to do? I mean, that was fantastic. So we did that, and we also did a disc of Ponce, a recital. We did the piano concerto. So it varies a lot, I think.
Are you discovering music of not new composers, but say composers in Mexico for piano? Is there an untouched wealth of music there?
Actually, there is. Yes, there's. Just before Ponce, there was this composer Ricardo Castro. I think he was quite a big virtuoso, piano virtuoso, and he studied in Europe for many years and has many interesting works. A bit like Anton Rubinstein, it sounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, have you toured Latin America at all?
Yes, I have.
Because there was a movement at one time there of a group of composers who tried to introduce contemporary music. I just wondered what do they request mostly in terms of repertoire when you do that?
When I've been there, it's been very traditional. Played a lot of Mozart concertos, Beethoven, Brahms, and not really Mexican or Latin American.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much European.
Yes, very much so.
Why do you like Mozart so much?
Why?
Yeah.
I wish I could explain it, but I'm glad I can't because it's so wonderful.
Oh, yes. Okay. As a pianist, though, I'm sure that that you have some reasons. Is it the structure, the delicacy, the again, we can't define it always, but like you said, Mozart away. So.
Well, the joy of playing like the piano concertos, there's something so special when you're on the stage, I mean, surrounded with this just incredible harmonies and this passion and the perfection of the music.
I see.
I think it's just quite overwhelming.
And what about Beethoven?
Well, in a way, the same.
But different, I think, isn't it? More dramatic, very intense.
Very intense, more dramatic, but so human.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a good word, human. I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to many more of your releases. And I must say that your performance on this, speaking of passion, is very, very passionate in the Weinberg. Did that happen with you? I mean, or was it something that the music, you know?
I think that the concerto requires that.
Yes,
that
it's
type
very
of approach. And also when we started rehearsing for the recording, I mean, immediately you understand what kind of sound he wants, and expansive, very expressive,
uh-huh.
very outgoing, and
very romantic as well.
Very romantic. That would be the word.
Even though it is liturgical music, I mean, that's really the he's used it, I guess, maybe intellectually. He wasn't really interested in putting forth that side of the thematic material. What do you think?
I don't know, but it comes across as very passionate.
Very passionate. All three movements, actually.
Exactly, yes.
Are you tired when you finished? It requires a great deal of energy, doesn't it?
Yes, energy and concentration. But sometimes at the end of sessions like that, either you're very tired or you're very just elated and you feel fresh.
Have you performed that in public?
No.
Do you think you will?
But I would like to, yes. So for instance, I was talking with Dr. Levin. There's
Neil Levin.
Neil.
Yes.
There's a festival of Jewish music in Mexico, one of the oldest festivals. And I'm sure something like this, they would be interested. So that's at least a start.
When is that normally held? Is that
I think it's I think it depends. It's in the fall usually.
I see. Mm-hmm. Are there many Jews in Mexico? I mean, that is this the kind of thing that yes, there are a large percentage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And for instance, for their festival, I played the Bloch piano quintet and things like that.
Again, Bloch's name always comes up with Jewish music.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems. Well, it is kind of restricted. I mean, there are fine composers, but I don't think there are that many that are known to the general public.
Mm-hmm. That's why also this, I mean, having this archive, I mean, there's such a wealth of repertoire
yes.
here.
Yes, it's brilliant. It's
absolutely
brilliant.
Yes, it's wonderful.
And, of course, your performance, once again, I might add, is just spectacular. And I thank you so much for giving us the time today.
Well, it's been a pleasure.